These are difficult times for Canadian farm families, for cattle producers. The concern over BSE continues to place severe financial pressures on farm cash flows. The Canadian beef industry is a real success story, but it has been devastated by the very kinds of forces we're talking about, those which are beyond control. And this is not just the prolonged border closure, but Canadian producers of all ruminants are coping with larger herds, higher feed costs, and depressed prices. As well as the fallout from BSE, farmers across Canada are facing other significant challenges as well. For example, farmers in the prairies are dealing with successive years of drought and grasshopper damage. Farmers in eastern Canada also face daunting challenges. Last year, these and other factors combined to push farm income across Canada to its lowest level in recorded history. So these are hard times. And when Canadian farm families face these kinds of challenges, we believe that the government must be there to help, that we have to recognize the urgency of the moment. And that's why I'm pleased to announce today almost $1 billion in new federal financial assistance for Canadian farmers. $680 million will go to cattle producers who have already been so gravely affected by recent events, and over $300 million will go to a wide range of producers. Nous traversons une période difficile et les familles des agriculteurs du Canada font face à des défis historiques. Le gouvernement doit être là pour les aider. Il faut reconnaître l'urgence de la situation. C'est pourquoi je suis heureux d'annoncer aujourd'hui près d'un milliard de dollars d'aide additionnelle pour les agriculteurs du Canada.
Pork
Hello, nice pork chop. Hello,
pork chop.
You guys just think you'll get your families growing.
Yeah. What the- that a girl.
How are you?
Good.
What grade are you all in?
Six.
Five and six. Which is harder?
Six.
This announcement was very, very important. We're talking about farm families, the trauma that they're going through. We're talking about those who serve the truckers, who serve the beef industry. We're talking about communities that are feeling the tremendous pressure of the border being closed. But what really is happening in this announcement is the great strength of our country. And that is that Canadians from coast to coast to coast coming forward and saying, when one part of our country is in difficulty, when one industry is in difficulty, when communities feel it, then the great strength of Canada is our ability to come together as a people and reach out our hands and touch each other. Let us never forget that. Let us never forget that. There's no doubt that the industry is going to come back. The border, as Bob has said, is going to be open. There's no doubt that the communities are going to be reestablished. But other times, in other areas, people are going to have difficulties. And this country is not at competition within its borders. We understand that the competition lies out in the greater world, and that our strength is our ability to hold together as a family, to understand each other. And that's what this announcement today was all about. This is Canada at its best. Thank you very, very much.